bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It's hump day. Know what that means, right? Everything that went wrong Monday and Tuesday, today should be okay. All right? I'll have that same look. Like, yeah, okay. Those famous four words, good luck with that. And then my fifth famous word, no. So, yeah, it's going. All right, so I got a complaint. You know, every time I leave, I tend to start my pop-off Friday on Wednesday. Ain't nothing new this week. All right, so there's the article in the Griot. President Trump complains that Smithsonian Museum discusses slavery in the wrong way. Families don't vote for Trump to police museums or rant about exhibits showing the horrors of slavery, said Brandon Weathersby, spokesperson for the American Bridge 21st Century. The article says in his latest targeting of Smithsonian yesterday, the museums are too woke and complain that they discuss slavery basically in the wrong way. The museums throughout Washington, but all over the country, are essentially the last remaining segment of woke. Well, and then he went, the Smithsonian is out of control, where everything discussed is how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was. But it didn't. It also shows about all of our monumental things we did, those quote-unquote monumental moments in history, those great things, those great people, those great inventions, all those things. So what you're trying to do is erase what we really have in America in terms of reminding people of what America did to us. Trump's targeting of Black history in schools and now the nation's museum has garnered much condemnation. And so my question today involves, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do? The museum is a symbol. And symbols, in my estimation, this is my point of view. You may agree or disagree, but, you know, I understand. If you do, or if you don't, 833-212-1017. Symbols are powerful. They are incredibly powerful. They forge bonds. They spark disputes. They preserve memories for future generations. And that's what I want to key on. One such emblem that is closely linked to America's history of racism, slavery, and white supremacy is what? not the Smithsonian Museum, but the Confederate flag. There's a strong argument that when displayed, the Confederate flag serves as a permanent reminder of the country's worst period, despite the fact that many people support its removal. Its existence can serve as a permanent reminder of the horrors carried out under the Confederacy's flag, preventing future generations from ever forgetting the price of racial hatred rather than exalting the Confederacy. So let's take a look at this. So slavery and the Confederate flag are linked. The Confederate leaders themselves stated that the foundation of the new government was the maintenance of slavery. It was their economic engine, reminding onlookers that the Civil War was an armed defense of human bondage rather than a romantic war for states' rights. That's what it means for them to keep the flag flying. Eliminating the flag completely runs the risk of historical amnesia. We'll forget, enabling a revisionist narrative that downplays the contribution of slavery to the formation of this country. Slavery was a part of this country. It should be taught with all the positive things as well. Society is forced to face the harsh reality, if we keep this flag, of reminding us of what it means by keeping it in plain sight. Segregationists during the Civil Rights Movement to its current display by extreme groups, the Confederate flag has long served as a symbol of white supremacist ideology. Keeping the flag flying serves as a sobering reminder of how racism evolves and endures, particularly in concept-specific and instructional context. You can teach it in school. If you're going to teach history, teach that in school. The flag forces people to face their continuing influence rather than acting as though, yeah, it's in the past. Just like they try to get rid of slavery. Yeah, just push it into the past. Its prominence provokes debate and forces society to recognize that white supremacy is a persistent threat rather than a historical occurrence. And I think that's what the Trump administration is trying to do. Because the Confederate flag can be used as a visual introduction to what? American racism for younger generations. It serves as a teaching tool, much like the Museum of African American History and Culture. It retains objects of oppression like Jim Crow signs, slave shackles, forces citizens and students to consider morality, fairness, group responsibility when presented with the Confederate flag. The flag's ongoing presence serves as a reminder to viewers who see it that the fight for equality is not over. It's not complete. It's a hate symbol, but we need to understand what it is rather than remove it and have people forget. And so societies are destined to repeat their history if they forget it. So when we get rid of flags, when we get rid of museums, we forget it. The agony of enslaved people like me and the injustices of segregation are not whitewashed or disregarded by keeping the Confederate flag as a purposeful reminder of America's racist past. Now, when you evaluate this critically, the Confederate flag is a warning. Because next thing you know, he'll be talking about get rid of Holocaust memorials, too. The ongoing exhibition of the Confederate flag emphasizes the value of being vigilant in the struggle against racist ideology and structural racism to the point where they even had a flag that symbolized it, and it wasn't enough to hold them up, and we beat it. Now, unquestionably, racism, slavery, and white supremacy are represented in the Confederate flag. That is true. But that's exactly why it can be useful to keep it hanging. Critically, not celebratorily. It serves as an inescapable and a harsh, critical, in-your-face reminder of the horrors America has perpetrated and the perils of forgetting them. One of the reasons why we have issues with younger generations now is because their depth of understanding racism only goes back about a decade. Some of us go back a half a century. And if you think it's bad after Black Lives Matter or police brutality, that's nothing compared to what they went through. My bad, what we went through. in the 60s and 70s. And so society can use the flag's prominence to spark discussion, have debate, impart harsh realities on people who are pretending like it didn't happen, and prevent the reoccurrence of historical injustices rather than letting it just fade into obscurity. Oh, but we'll give you a pass. You can just go away. We can make sure that racism's legacy is remembered, contested, and eventually, hopefully, but probably not in my lifetime, defeated by directly addressing the symbol we call the Confederate flag. Or I can just use three words that explain this in simple language. Slavery was bad.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got so much dust in this panel that I can't even hear myself. I'm trying to complain on Wednesday. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up, Sincere? Okay, Sincere, I don't know how that happened. I don't know why it happened, but we'll work on that and figure it out. What's up, Not Really a City Girl, Mal? Dimitri, what's going on? Oh, you nice to me today, Dimitri? Well, for now. He's nice now. He'll find something to complain about. As we always do, each and every day. Hey, Truth Nation, join us this Saturday. Third annual Truth Family Fest. That's August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've been on the air live from 11 to 1. And that'll be at Riverside University High School. Admission to Truth Family Fest is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, free and a great time to have fun and celebrate family and friends and have some food and music and opportunity to win some prizes, including backpacks for the kids. That's KIDS, like under 17, right? So make sure to save the date for our third annual Truth Family Fest Saturday, August 23rd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Riverside University High School. Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Driver Education Center and U.S. Cellular. Also sponsored by Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. Make sure you come join us. I'll stop through in a few and hang out a little bit. Just kind of chill. Kind of like the music. Just kind of roll through. Just, you know. 833-212-1017 is the number. So you know they're going after the museum, right? Did you know that? So they're going after the African American Museum of History and Culture. They are trying to shut it down. And I don't understand why. So because the Smithsonian is paid for with public donations, I think it's only fitting that we, the public, take care of our museums. So is there a way to pay the museum directly and have the museum move forward? Smithsonian Institution was founded in 1846, includes 21 museums, 21 libraries, and more than a dozen education and research centers and zoos. He said they don't highlight the success and brightness of the United States, but they do. Have you gone through the museum, President Trump? Have you gone through the museum? The country cannot be woke because woke is broke. It's not about being woke. It's about telling the truth. And if you want to tell the truth, tell all the truth, not just what you believe to be true. And so this executive order you had in March, restoring truth and sanity in American history, does not mean you get to tell it from a white point of view. Doesn't mean you get to tell it from a white Republican point of view. And you don't get to tell it from a point of view that you deem right. You don't. You don't. 10 million Americans, which is less than 10%, 10 million Americans have gone to the museum. It's been open 7 years. If we're going to take a stand as black people about any changes in America, that has to be our fight. Because now we're talking about removing any institution that reflects the truth about what white America did to Africans. If you really want to obsess about historically accurate exhibits, then you would show what actually happened. Just like when you show the Civil War and you tout, not President Trump, but people in America tout the fact that blacks were fighting in the Civil War. The ones that were fighting on the North fought because what? In many cases, they wanted freedom. They fought in the South because they were told to, because they were slaves. I don't think it should happen. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. How do we fight back against getting rid of the museum? Now, if you haven't gone to the museum, I think it's about time we set up a trip in spring 2026 to go on a trip to the museum. It'll have to be a couple days now. You can't go like, you know, one day and then walk through because it's got six floors. So we would have to go like on a Thursday and come back on a Sunday. And so we'll have to look into that. I don't know how much money you're going to have to spend. It's going to cost you some change. It's going to be some coin. You have to drop some loot. But I think it's worth it to show our children that there can be no whitewashing or no erasure of the truth. And it can stand alongside with all of the wonderful things black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and Pacific Islander people have done for this country. It's a great country. If we tell the truth. Not a Democrat truth, not a Republican truth, but truth. Not a white truth, but a black truth. But truth. I don't think that's too much to ask. 833-212-1017. Is the number. Mark, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Dr. Ken, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
I believe you. I had a question for you. You were saying that we should not, I guess, get rid of the Confederate flag. Are you
correct.
Saying it should fly somewhere?
I don't care whether or not it flies.
Like where?
I don't care.
But if you say it should fly somewhere, where would you put it?
I don't understand why that matters. I would put it on, if you want to put it on a building, put it on a building.
So it's all right. Well, you said that you don't care where you put it.
I don't.
I'm just asking where. Like, where's the appropriate place for it to go? Where's it all right to put the fly to put Confederate
flag? Why is it appropriate to get rid of it? Why is it appropriate to get rid of it, I think should be the question then. I said my case. I said
Let's take. So again, okay, I heard what you thought. My question is, where's the appropriate place for it to fly? Where's it all right
to
fly? Anywhere you're saying?
That is not germane to my question. The bottom line is that I believe, because
okay,
I don't want people to forget it. I don't want people to not see it.
Brother, I'm not. I'm not trying to ask a question that's germane to your question.
I know that.
My question is, okay, if you say it should fly, I'm saying where should it
wherever
fly?
You decide to fly.
Where is it all right to fly it at?
Wherever anybody decides to fly it. You want to fly it on your house? You want to fly it on the building? Why does that matter? Help me out.
Because of what you said it's the symbol of. Let me ask you, let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know anywhere they got swastikas flying?
I've seen some swastikas on sides of buildings. I've seen them at universities. Like, in the last year.
And the university had them flying there, or just somebody happened to do that?
I'm saying if anybody wants to fly a Confederate flag or a swastika, they have a right to do that. Just like I have a right to fly any flag I want to and talk about it. My fear, which is what started this argument, is that when we start getting rid of things and controlling things, when people have a right to fly what they want, that's going to turn. And historically, it has proven that then they'll come look at you and say, I don't want that green, red, and black flag from Africa to be flying because it's not American. Then you'll want to fight. Then you'll want to get upset and start talking about what it stands for. And you can't have it both ways.
I've never seen anywhere that it was all right to fly a swastika.
That's not what I said. That's not what you're putting words in my mouth. That's not what I said. I said if you want to fly it, fly it. Because I don't think we should get rid of something that reminds all of America how bad we are.
Brother, I didn't say that you said that. You said that it's all right to fly it, and that's the only thing I'm speaking of. And what I'm saying to you is there's no place that I know of that allows a swastika to be flown on the building.
That's like, on nowhere. You? Okay. That's fine. That's how you feel.
I'm not saying that that's how I feel. I'm saying I don't think that I can't think of any place, no building, no public building that allows that.
Okay.
Like nowhere in the country.
Okay.
Like if you saw a swastika flying somewhere, mm-hmm. like you didn't see it flying there like for a week. You said you did see it flying there for weeks, like you would go there with a swastika flying on the flag, and you went there like the next week, the next day it was still there.
I've seen a state university fly a swastika for 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm surprised. If that happened, I'm very surprised. But
why does the state get to come in and tell somebody university. In a place where they live, where they pay, that they can or cannot do something?
Well, I just think that if you do, you can do whatever you want if it's not offensive or insulting
to
someone else.
No, you cannot. That is ridiculous that you would tell me that if – wait. So because I disagree with you, and I believe that what you're saying, if I believe I don't, that it was offensive, then I get to do whatever I want to do to you and call the police and do all this drama because you're offended. There is nowhere in the world, and I think that it would be – pretty ridiculous of a person to say because they're because they're offended by something.
I'll back up on that one. Okay. I think you're right. Back up on that.
All right.
Yeah, but I because
what you
symbol,
just said was offensive to me.
Man, shut up. Yeah, I know. Man, I'm about to get you somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
You owe me a cup of coffee anyway. You owe me a cup of coffee anyway, but I'm just saying.
I do. We owe each other one. But I think it's a bad thing. I think that I don't think it should be allowed to be flown,
okay.
Most certainly on any public building.
Okay.
I don't think that any of them, General Lee's or Stonewall Jackson,
so where does it stop?
I don't think that none of their statues are supposed
to
be.
So where does it stop? Because now we're going to go back and take down the street name from Martin Luther King because that's a black man. And we don't like it, and it's in public, so we should get rid of it.
Well, it's not a matter of you didn't like it. No.
I think it's disrespectful that you didn't put his proper name up. He is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. They took the Reverend off. That's like.
Let me say this. I done backed up off the offensive thing already. I don't said you right on that one.
I gotta hold on.
As far as the the Confederate flag.
Right.
You fly it on the United States. You fly it on the United States building. The Confederate flag was a symbol that fought against the United States. If you put up Stonewall Jackson, he was a general that fought against the United States.
True. And so did most of the names of all the forts around the country that were named after. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So again, none of that should be allowed. If you fought against the country, how do we erect a statue to you?
But that's only convenient for you because you don't like Confederate flag. Because if it was the other way around,
that's not a matter of convenience, that's a matter that you were our enemy at war. That's not a matter of convenience from my point of view. The fact of the matter is you are our enemy at war. How do we erect a statue to you? How do we fly a flag to you? Other than white supremacy. The same way, if you had a person that was black, if you had a white officer that came from Germany, he had a chance to eat in the officer's mess hall because he was white. Black officers couldn't.
And that was then, this is now. How do we change it? But how do we do it to the point where we remind people of what they did in the past? Because you telling me doesn't do anything. They're taking it out of books. Taking it out of everything. They're whitewashing everything.
I'm saying the flag should not be able to be allowed to fly on buildings that are our country's buildings that like my tax dollars pay for.
Okay.
I don't think that
I can get with that.
It's not a matter of my opinion. It's a matter of they fought against our country. This is where we live. It is no way that a symbol or anything that is positive should be erected to them or flown to them. None of that should happen. And like you said, that was then and this is now. Well, no, that was then, and then flying that flag still makes the same thing like it was when
it was then. No, it doesn't.
You're supposed to like, because it's now. How? It's the same thing.
How are we going to remind them of it? Remind them of it? I get the part, and I agree with you. I like you. I'll back up off the government flag. Don't do that. You're gonna owe me two cups of coffee now.
It's already recorded.
It'll be on Spotify in a couple hours. You'll be able to. But where does that stop? You offended me. I don't like the way you look. At some point, we've even stopped people from saying how they felt about something religiously. We've pushed them aside, too, because now you don't have a right to be religious if somebody else disagrees with it. That's just ridiculous to me, but that's where we're headed.
I don't agree with any of that. What I do agree with is if you fought against our country and you're an officer from another army fighting against us, you go to jail. You don't get a chance to eat in the officer's mess hall. I think you put it at the place that if you fought against our country, we do not fly your flags. We do not erect statues to anybody who was great in your army that you thought was great. You fought against us, and we're going to handle you like an enemy because that's what enemies get. That's where I think the line should be drawn.
It's a whole bunch of folk from World War II that we fly flags for in America and we support. So I'm just saying.
That we fought against?
Japan?
We fly their flag?
Yeah. People fly flags of Japan and support. Japan comes over and we have meetings with the Japanese, right? They're an ally now, but we fought against them. I'm just saying.
Okay, so now I believe. In that case, I think that your comment that was then and this is now is
no. You don't get to change my comment though. But I get it. All right, Mark.
I think it's applicable because they used to be an ally. They used to be an enemy. Now they're an ally. We can fly your flag now.
And so is Germany.
All right, brother.
I'll see you in the parking lot. Ain't no question.
All right, good brother. Much love, respect, appreciation.
All right, take care.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Hey!
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. Some of the stuff Mark said I agree with. However, part of it is when that erodes into your personal rights. And it's happened in the past, and you and I both know it'll happen again. It happened with LGBTQ+. It happened with COVID. It happened with, if you don't agree with what we say, if you don't agree with what we think or believe, then we have to cancel you. You have to lose your job. Think about all the information about COVID that medical doctors and nurses tried to tell them, and they said no because the CDC said this, only to find out later the CDC was not only wrong, but incorrect. And yet people lost jobs. They lost livelihoods. They got fired. They lost money. They lost pensions, everything. Because people wouldn't follow the talking points. That's a problem. Let's get rid of all this stuff. And then we'll get rid of your flag, too. So when it's Black History Month and somebody wants to fly a red, blue, and green flag over the state capitol, they're going to say, no, can't do it. When they want to fly the pride flag, whether you agree with it or not, it'll be okay to fly that one, but it won't be okay to fly the black one. Like, I don't know. Because that is what happens when you get people in charge who decide that what they think is right is more important. And when you go with them, you get all the garbage that goes with that too. You get all the trash that goes with that too. All the things you disagree with, you got to support. And there's nothing you can do. And you could disagree with it. You could not like it. You could be upset about it. And it won't matter. It won't. Because they won't care that you live in America and have a First Amendment right. Because it falls under the freedom of expression. You don't get to express yourself. You don't get to talk. You don't have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of expression. And if it fails for one, it fails for everybody. And if you go after one, then it'll be two, then it'll be five, then it'll be 10, then it'll be 100, and you'll look up, and all of a sudden they're going to be telling you where to live on a street, what house to buy. Oh, you want to go to medical school? Oh, you can only be this kind of doctor. If you want to be a specialist, we got to give you permission to be a specialist. That's the kind of stuff Hillary Clinton tried to do. We don't think there are enough medical doctors, so we're just going to take over the loan process, and we'll send them to medical school for free, but this is all you get. It was like when one of my children went to a certain school and they said, oh, this student, oh, you get the whole thing. You came from a public school. You get a full ride. You get multiple scholarships to pay for tuition, room and board, money in your pocket, and we'll find you a job. You know how much money they gave my daughter? $1,500. And after about a year or two of going, what's the problem? Somebody who shall remain nameless circled back around and said, hey, what school did your daughter go to? I said, DSHA. He said, oh, that's a weighted school. I said, I don't know what that means. He said, it's a weighted school. So he said, going to DSHA, taking a class is like going to college, taking a class. So you're not going to get. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's a private school. You're not going to get the money at a state school the way public school students get money at state schools. And I said, well, that's not fair, nor is it equitable. It don't matter. That's how the system works. Because the people that are in charge get to decide. No matter how smart you are, no matter if you're in the second or third percentile of the ACT, nobody cares. They don't care. 90th, 95th percentile of the ACT. Probably higher. But yet couldn't get a dime, $1,500 to go to college. It was insulting because they didn't pay for one class. Like, it literally didn't pay for one class. It didn't pay for books for the semester. But that is the kind of future you're looking at. If you start letting people, if you only let people tear down the things you don't like, eventually they won't like you. And then what will you do? Who will you call to fight for you? Oh, that's right. There won't be anybody left.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. About 11 minutes before the top of the hour, we'll have the news and top five at five coming up. Lucretia say, hello, Dr. Ken and good people. Dimitri say, I'll be nice to you today, Dr. Ken. It's just that you really get me going and thinking a lot about the topics being discussed, mentally stimulating. He said, is it true that President Trump is trying to do away with public libraries? Well, the federal government owns museums and libraries and different stuff, and he's trying to get rid of the ones that talk about Black history, the negative side of Black history. He only want positive stuff, you know, inventions and first graduates and stuff like that. He don't want to be reminded of slavery, I guess. And then you added, or leaving it up to the individual states or whether or not there should be libraries. That's a good question. We have a county library system. We don't have any city libraries. In Chicago, we have city libraries because it's big enough and the budget can probably handle it. But I'm pretty sure there's a national system or something that certifies libraries, or the person running it has to have a degree in library science, stuff like that. So, yeah, in that instance, I would assume there is, but I don't know that he's taking those over. I mean, he has no say-so on those. And if he tried to, I would tell him to go kick rocks. But yeah. But that's just me. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the talking text line because y'all be hollering at it. Sir Chan said, huh, offensive to you, Dr. Ken? Since when have you ever been thin-skinned to any degree that becomes offensive to you? Come on, man. You rep the south side of Chi-Town, and it's Chicago, by the way. You could never turn soft being here in Milwaukee, that's true, for just 30-plus years, especially probably knowing about all them streets in the 80s, including but not limited to going-ons when Altgeld Gardens, ooh, Lord, no, you didn't. Altgeld Gardens, Carver High School. So back in the day, we're talking 60s, 70s, maybe early 80s. There was this place on the far south side of Chicago. It wasn't that far because we go to like 125th, 140th, or 159th south. But anyway, there's this place called Altgeld Gardens. And Altgeld Gardens was like some places on the west side that you just didn't go. Like, you heard it, you just went, no, I'm not going there. It's like in Chicago, if you went to the Ickies, like there were some housing projects and areas of the city you didn't go to. Well, a neighborhood was called Altgeld Gardens, about 111th. Mendel Catholic was out there, a couple other schools. Aquinas was on 70. What is the name of that school on the southwest side? That's all girls Catholic. Anyway, because my cousin went to school there. But anyway, yes, my whole family's Catholic except me. And so one of the weird things about it is nobody went to Altgeld Garden. Like, you could tell somebody went to Altgeld Garden, they'd be like, because it was in Roseland. And Roseland had a hospital. What was the reputation of this hospital? How could I share that? If I got shot and I was going to die, it was two hospitals in Chicago you didn't want to go to, Jackson Park and Roseland. Because you knew once you rolled in, you probably weren't rolling out. That was down in Elk Hill Garden. Like all that area that was really, really bad back in the day. And they cleaned it up. Now, they rolled some cops through there and they cleaned it up. And it's one of those things where you want the police to do what they do. You just don't want to know how they do it. People are upset today because they see how the police do their job and they don't like it. But you can't get the balance between justice and safety if the police don't do their job. So if you don't want them to arrest people, you don't want them to lock people up, you don't want them to take people in custody, you don't want them to handcuff people or pepper spray, then you probably don't want crime to go away. Because they're not going to stop until someone stops them. They're not. And so it's just one of those things where you just have to live with it. You're either going to put up with the crime. We had another 19-year-old got shot, went to the hospital, died. A 14-month-old and a 10-month-old baby died. One of a fentanyl overdose, and the other one was blunt force trauma, and mama's now in jail. Decomposing body for God knows how long. She was never home for like a couple weeks. Neighbors hear us, you know, smell the smell, don't call nobody. Finally, somebody calls. And nobody complains about it. Nobody's upset about it. Nobody's marching about it. Nobody's screaming about it. No elected officials have said anything. Oh, that's terrible. Really? And then the first thing somebody says is, well, you know, she has mental health issues. She may have mental health issues. You weren't mentally inadequate enough to not stay in a house with the smell of a decomposing body. You made sure you left every day. And no, I'm not bashing her because I think she's probably a victim too, because somebody could have caught her mental illness and nobody did. But we do that a lot. Hey, that's X's problem, not mine, because, you know, that's over there. No, it's your problem. And so we think we're doing an injustice when we pick up the phone and call 911 and say, hey, X isn't acting right. Dr. Ken's not acting right. You know, he seems confused. That's not his normal self. I'm kind of confused every day anyway. But he's walking around and he's screaming and hollering at people, and he don't holler at people unless he's on the radio. All that. Like, he's doing something wrong. Something's wrong. He's staring off into space. He's got that 1,000 yards. Like, we have to do that for each other. Well, they'll get mad. Well, then let them get mad. You got to be alive to get mad. And if you're not alive, it doesn't matter if you're mad. And that's the kind of thing that we have to, if we're really going to do this, take care of our community, then that's what we have to do. If you're not sounding right, I need to pull you off to the side. Is everything okay? We need to get you checked. And if it gets to a point, I need to call somebody and let them and hand you over. You'll just be mad. But you'll be alive. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.